In this week's update, markets on the front foot as fears of stimulus withdrawal fades. The UK government faces a tough choice on social care and pensions, and the race for Morrison's reaches its final stage. The week has started with a boost to the reflation trade. That's the idea that fast economic growth and rising prices will help companies most exposed to those trends. In London, the FTSE 100 made healthy gains on Monday, with miners and industrial stocks among the fastest risers. Both sectors stand to win in a reflationary environment. The positive mood in the market is slightly at odds with weaker economic data from the last week, with UK PMI numbers and US jobs softening. However, investors are clearly ready to look on the bright side, focusing instead on the fact that weaker economic news will reduce pressure on central banks to remove stimulus measures. In Japan and China over the weekend, there was talk of further stimulus to boost those economies, helping the mood in markets even more. Many will be watching the latest gains for markets with some caution, particularly in the US. The S&P 500 hit another high on Thursday, practically a weekly occurrence these days, but for now, investors appear in risk-on mode. UK economic data at the start of this week includes PMI data for construction, which showed Britain's construction industry continuing to grow, but at the slowest pace since the lockdown at the start of this year. Construction companies saw sustained and severe supply chain disruption in August, which, along with a lack of availability of transport, has pushed up prices for raw materials. Much of the attention in the financial world, in the UK at least, will be focused on Westminster and the likelihood of announcements on both social care and the triple lock for pensions. The government has competing priorities here. On the one hand, it needs to fulfil its pledge to tackle the problem of social care, where families face incredibly high costs if they need to fund care themselves. On the other, it needs to pay for any extra spending and has floated a rise in national insurance to do that. But that would mean breaking a manifesto promise to not raise taxes. A rise in national insurance is particularly controversial as it is mostly paid by working age people. You become free of NI once you reach the state pension age. The move has been criticised as unfair on younger people. A tweak to the triple lock for the state pension may be offered as a way to reset the balance, but that too is fraught with political danger. The triple lock promises to raise the state pension by the highest of any rise in inflation, any rise in wages, or 2.5%. Right now, the highest of those is wages, where the official measure is forecast to come in around 8% higher last year. That is a largely artificial reading, however, caused by disruption in the figures arising from job losses in the pandemic and the furlough scheme. The government must decide whether to honour the triple lock or risk upsetting pensioners who already get one of the lowest state pensions among developed countries. Elsewhere this week, companies reporting include Halfords and Morrison's, where a long-running takeover battle is set to be decided in a process overseen by the Takeover Panel. That's it. Have a nice week.
Please be aware the value of investments and the income from them can go down as well as up, so you may not get back what you invest. This information does not constitute investment advice and should not be used as the basis for any investment decision, nor should it be treated as a recommendation for any investment. Investors should also note that the views expressed may longer be current and may have already been acted upon. Reference to specific securities should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell these securities and is included for the purposes of illustration only. Fidelity Personal Investing does not give personal recommendations. If you are unsure about the suitability of an investment, you should speak to an authorised financial advisor. This podcast may not be reproduced or circulated without prior permission. It is meant for UK residents and does not constitute an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction in which it may be unlawful to make such an offer or solicitation. No statements or representations made in this podcast are legally binding on Fidelity or the recipient. Issued by Financial Administration Services Limited, authorised and regulated in the UK by the Financial Conduct Authority. Fidelity, Fidelity International, the Fidelity International logo and F symbol are trademarks of FIL Limited.